Well, a heartbreaking and preventable tragedy unfolded on January 31st when a five-year-old boy lost his life in a fire inside a hyperbaric oxygen chamber at the Oxford Center in Troy. Now, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has since accused the center of operating the chamber in defiance of international safety standards, prioritizing profit over safety. This case has sparked intense legal and ethical questions about accountability, safety regulations, and the protection of vulnerable patients. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line to discuss the legal implications of this case is Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am well this morning. You know, the attorney general brought some of the most serious charges imaginable, the second-degree murder against the Oxford Center's CEO and key decision makers. From a legal standpoint, though, what does it take to elevate charges from criminal negligence to something like second-degree murder in a case like this?
So the jury is instructed on this phrase that we've talked about before, the willful, wanton disregard, knowing that death or great bodily harm could happen, right? So I just think this is, I'll say it without burying the lead, a gross overcharge. I can see potentially manslaughter, and that being gross negligence. That's a disregard, not having the knowledge that something bad could happen. You don't have to be able to show that, but a disregard for safety and the like, and a 15-year offense. But to show the malice necessary for second-degree murder, that's a mighty charge in a case, and this is horrific. Let's not negate that. This is just insanely horrific and tragic. I can't imagine, and no one should imagine, but the fact of the matter is, in our jurisprudence, you would think this would be a manslaughter charge as opposed to murder. There has to be some really strong evidence that we don't see or we don't know about. But I know Mr. Gleason, he's a great defense attorney. I know Mr. Raymond Cassar, he's a great defense attorney. The two of them, I think, will have what they said is a battle of the experts.
Is it different, though, if these claims that Guy had brought up, that maybe some say it?
Well, to your point that the calamity was foreseeable,
right?
That in this case, one of the key safety factors is how many times that hyperbaric chamber had been pressurized, that there's a meter on there
they
telling you that.
They rolled it back?
And they basically spun back the odometer on these machines to make them look younger and safer than they actually were. I mean, that's a level, if true, that's a level of dishonesty that would go towards the fact that it was really reckless disregard.
Well, that recklessness is gross negligence, which gross negligence can get you to the involuntary manslaughter. That's the recklessness. That's the elements necessary, right? So that is clear. The fact that if they used it themselves, I think one of the defendants claimed or said, yes, my parents use it. Right. So that machine. So there's no intent. There's no, mens rea. We call that the guilty mind from the standpoint of an intent to do harm. Here is the disregard, I think, on the recklessness of, that gross negligence, which in criminal law would get you to the 15-year offense. When you say this, that knowing that great bodily harm or death could result, that's the malice aforethought that's necessary for a defendant to be convicted of second-degree murder. We don't know what's underneath this iceberg of evidence. You know, we just see the tip, we see the headline, and the things that are put out there. I fancy to say that, hey, listen, you're going to see some experts come into this case. And if you roll back the odometer in the case, is that enough to say that the apparatus is not going to work? The machine's not going to work? I don't know.
Well, I can tell you this. If I'm a prosecutor, I'm pulling all the records to see where they put their mom and dad. Did you put them in one that was brand spanking new or one that you'd rolled back the odometer on?
Exactly. But, I think this is, here's the thing. It is such an ugly death. It is such an, I mean, the to fathom it, and you close your eyes and you see it in your mind's eye, everybody wants, you know, the death penalty here. But the fact of the matter is that let's step back and see what the intent was, what happened, how it happened. I definitely can see the charge of gross negligence. I can definitely see the 15-year degree manslaughter charge. I don't have, you know, here's what we used to say is second-degree murder. And Justice Boyle from our Supreme Court and Maura Corrigan from our Supreme Court back in the day, we called it Gecky. That was a drunk driver getting hammered, driving 100 miles an hour down the road in crowded traffic. That was the, you know, the disregard, knowing that death or great bodily harm could happen. Here, do you see that this is, you know, that event? Was it, you know, the malice of forethought? Was it that high? You know, that's going to be a question for a jury. But if you look at the comment, what was said, Dana Nessel said, hey, listen, we'll let the jury decide. We charged murder too, and they can charge on manslaughter. Back in the day at the prosecutor's office when I worked there with Dana, you know, we usually in these types of cases, I can see them leaving it up to the jury, but oftentimes we wanted to present to the jury and to the courts a case that we could prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And that to me is, you know, that's still the standard, the golden rule. But there are bigger cases than a person, and sometimes you got to let the community decide. And I can see you're doing that.
And how difficult is it, Todd, for prosecutors to kind of connect the dots between a desire for profit and criminal culpability? Because Nessel said that, you know, Oxford Center is prioritizing profit over safety.
Well, you're going to get the bank accounts. And, you know, the fact of the matter is they'll do search warrants on the bank accounts and the advertising and see how this was working, whether or not, you know, you could have the Pohl's graph test. Could I have spent $5 on a guard for me not getting burned on a motorcycle from the muffler? You know, did they spend $5 extra to make it safe? Could they have done that? Or did they, you know, turn the blind eye to safety and say, we're just going to keep the cash, the do-re-mi, if you will. And the fact of the matter is that they will show whether or not they had the wherewithal and neglected those safety precautions. The fact that there's plenty of cases out there in the world where we see safety was not taken into place, people turn blind eyes, and if they did do that, knowing that death or a great bodily harm could happen, if you can show that, that's a murder two charge.
Okay.
If you show gross negligence or gross reckless negligence, then you're going to that level, get manslaughter.
All right. Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law. We always appreciate your insight, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, my three amigos. You guys have a great day.
Right. You as well. Coming up, Steve Courtney in the building. I'm telling you, man, he's here early this morning.
In the flesh.
We're also going to be joined on the phone by Johnny Cain, host of Sportscasters Open Mic, talking about the NFL free agency that is open and the Lions are on the look for a cornerback. We'll talk more about it coming up with Steve at 8:49.
You know, other than the little spot of snow that's still on the lawn, spring has sprung at the Gordon household. And I was out doing chores yesterday trying to get ready, really pleased with the condition of the lawn. Maybe you're in the same spot. I guarantee you would be if you used Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. The program that they put together for my lawn, we've had a grub problem for a long time, not anymore. They did a great job with that. I love the fact that they're very judicious about the number of chemicals they put on the lawn. My grandkids spend a lot of time playing there. That's important to me. They've also assigned their own specialist to my lawn. I'm not getting treated like a number, and they really do fly spec that lawn. And if they see a problem, they tell me about it, and then they fix it. You got to love service like that. I want that to be your experience. And right now, if you sign up, you save green when you prepay with Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. And one of the best offers they've got right now, if you sign up right now with a full lawn program, you'll get free grub control. But you need to mention my name, Guy Gordon, and WJR. I want you to have the same experience that I had and put these pros in your corner. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. 888-GET-GREEN or 888-GET-GREEN. Call them today.